The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. The District Attorney, Case of the Hijack Killer, originally aired August 10th, 1952.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Bryan. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
And now, here is our star, David Bryan, as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
As district attorney for this county, it's my job to prevent crimes as well as solve them. But sometimes you can't prevent them. Sometimes you can only pick up the trail after the violence has begun. In this case, it began 18 hours before the first police report reached my office.
All right, stop the car. Stop the car, I said.
Ellie, put that gun away. Ellie!
Shut up, Grandpa. Come on, pull up right here.
Ellie, don't be stupid. Take the gag out of his mouth. Give the man a chance. You can't...
Why? Would he give us a chance? Look at him. Look at his eyes bug out. He thought he knew all about us. Well, here's something he didn't know.
Ellis, you can't kill a man in cold blood.
No? Watch. See, Grandpa? See how easy it is?
I knew you were a cheap little no-good punk, Ellis, but I didn't think that you were a murderer.
Come on, come on. Let's dump him out of here. Here, I got his wallet.
One thing I hate, Ellis, is a killer. I hate killers.
Now, look, Grandpa. You're in this up to your lower plate. Now, come on, give me a hand. Grab his ankle. Come on, will you? Okay. Swing his feet out. I'll dump him right here. These high weeds.
You think the law won't find him here?
Sure, they'll find him. But let them try to find us. Come on, shove. There. Pleasant dreams, Mr. Hicks. Okay, shove over, Grandpa. I'll drive back.
I hate killers, Ellie. I hate killers.
I hate killers, too. They're easy to hate when it's your job to study their handiwork and track them down. Harrington and I picked up the tracks on this case in the county morgue.
22 years service in this place still gives me the willies. You too, Chief?
Sure does. This one, Harrington?
Next one.
Well, let's take a look.
Yeah, three shots at close range. Like maybe he was looking right down the muzzle of the gun. Somebody else's gun.
Is he a John Doe?
Yeah, he was until an hour ago. His wife identified him. His name is Hicks. Alfred Hicks. He's an insurance investigator. He was, I mean.
Well, what company?
Globe, I think. Yeah, that's what Lieutenant Padway said. Globe Casualty Company. I asked Miss Miller to call them and find out what claims Hicks was working on.
I'm good. Where was the body found?
In a vacant lot behind a motel way out on South Street. No identification on him at all. His wife called the cops when he didn't come home last night. Padway and Homicide brought her down here for a look, and that's what she saw.
Harrington, go on over to Homicide and find out what Lieutenant Padway's learned from Mrs. Hicks. I'll call the office and see if Miss Miller's learned anything from the insurance company.
Okay, Chief.
See you later. You mind if I use this phone? Thanks. Hello, Miss Miller.
Oh, Mr. Garrett, we've been waiting to hear from you. I've just been talking to the chief investigator at Globe Casualty.
What did you learn?
Well, he said Alfred Hicks had been assigned to a stolen car claim. A big stolen car claim, incidentally.
Oh? How big?
An auto carrier loaded with four new sedans was hijacked about 14 miles from the factory.
Do we have a report on that?
We do now. It's on your desk.
Fine.
Mr. Hicks had been checking the want ads for any slightly used cars that might be for sale. Last call has been at the Sleepy Motel on South Street.
Well, that was his last call, all right.
He was seeing a private party named Thompson.
Did you call the motel?
Yes, sir. There was a Mr. and a Mrs. Thompson. They checked out about 7 last night.
That figures. Look, if Harrington calls in before I get back to the office, send him over to the Sleepy Motel.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to get a description of the Thompsons and any leads on where they might be. I'll see you in about 20 minutes.
Now, what's up?
A load just left the Woodside. Three sedans and a convertible.
How long ago?
About 20 minutes. Ellie, I wish you'd forget about this one. It's too soon after the last job.
Look, Alma, will you forget it? I know what I'm doing.
But you promised me faithfully that there wouldn't be any more.
I'll see you tonight. Now, what are you looking at, Grandpa?
The loving young husband hangs up on his wife.
Why don't you mind your own business, huh?
Irma is my business. She's my granddaughter.
And my wife.
And if I'd had my say about her marrying you...
You didn't have any say. You were doing time, remember?
Yeah, I was doing time, all right. But I'd done my time. And anyway, I was up on a good, honest forgery rap, not murder.
Shut up!
Bad enough, Irma's married to a car thief. How'd she like it if she knowed you were the killer, too?
Shut up, I said.
Easy, sonny, easy. I ain't afraid of that gun of yours. I already messed up my life. I ain't got much left to lose, except maybe Irma.
Listen, Grandpa. A truck left the plant 20 minutes ago for Woodside. We got about an hour and a half to meet it. Let's get going.
Not me, sonny.
What do you mean, not you?
I told you before, Ellie, that gun don't scare me. I got nothing left to lose.
Except Irma.
Yeah, except... You know, Ellie, I really believe you'd do it to her, too. I really believe it.
You coming with me or not?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming. You want this last batch of pink slips?
Yeah.
And run them off yourself.
We got enough time? The truck should be here.
You make the decision, sonny. It's your deal, all of it. You print the slips, you make the phony license plates, you plan the hijacking, you do the killing.
Okay, this is the spot. The auto carrier's just coming over that hill. Think you can drive this truck, Grandpa?
I drove it last time, didn't I?
Yeah. But I paid a lot of loot for this wagon, and it's helped me get a lot more. I'm sentimental about it.
I didn't think you could be sentimental about anything.
Here comes our sucker.
Hey! Hey, buddy!
Can you give me a hand?
Yeah, good thing.
I hope you got a good flashlight on you.
Yeah, these things always happen after the sun goes down, it seems. It's a rear axle.
Take a look here. Yeah. Looks all right to me. Maybe it just...
Hey! Okay, Grandpa, you drive this one. I'll drive his.
What are you going to do with that driver, Ellie?
Don't worry. I'll take care of him. Get going. Go on, Grandpa. Move with it. Go on!
Morning, Miss Miller.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett.
Arrington checked in yet?
Yes, sir. I'm typing up his report now. He's in your office.
Good.
Hi, Chief.
Hi. How did you make out, Arrington?
Well, I got kind of a vague description of the Thompsons, if that's what their name is. I gave it to Miss Miller. The guy is young, early 20s, curly hair, nervous, smokes a lot. Girl at the same age, about... Has one of them new style haircuts all over her head, you know? Reddish hair. Kind of pretty from what the motel guy said, but you know how motel guys are.
What they are.
One thing he said, though. He said there was an old guy with the Thompsons. Seemed to be a relative. Like a grandfather or something.
Excuse me. Yes?
Did you order the morning papers, Mr. Garrett?
Oh, yes. Will you bring them in, Miss Miller?
All of them?
Yes, please. All of them.
Why the papers, Chief? You cleaning out bird cages or something?
You and I are going to check the one ad.
One ad?
Another auto carrier was hijacked last night.
No kidding. That makes two.
Yeah, two. From the same assembly plant. Four brand new cars on it. Two hijackings, two murders.
Two murders?
The driver of the auto carrier. He was found on the highway last night. Arrington, you and I are going to check the ads for slightly used automobiles. Just the way that insurance investigated it.
Only he ended up in the morgue.
Here are the papers, Mr. Garrett.
Oh, thank you. Well, Arrington, I wonder where we'll end up.